Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are joined by Mr. Rick Asnani, the president and political strategist of Cornerstone Solutions, a full-service public affairs and political consulting firm providing communication services, grassroots campaigns, and community relations. And Mr. Asnani, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, how did you get started and how long have you been a political strategist? Let's kick things off there today.
That's really funny because a lot of times when I tell people what I do, it's they always ask that question of how did you get started and how long you've been doing this. There's not a lot of people that are necessarily in political campaigns and do it full time for a living, but I had the fortunate opportunity to be able to start off as a campaign manager, like many people in the industry do, at a very young age, right out of college. And after working on my first campaign, I guess you could say the political bug bit me. At that point, I was heading towards possibly graduate or law school and decided to kind of stick around politics. And in the beginning, it was really a hobby. But over a period of a great amount of opportunities that I've had in diversity of experiences, I was able to figure out about 15 years ago how to turn it into a profession and really make it a full-time career. So I've been a political campaign manager. I've been a grassroots coordinator. I've worked my way up if this is an example of a movie theater, I would tell you that I started off as a ticket taker and worked the concessions and worked my way up through every job there was eventually to become the owner of the place. But I have been doing this now for 25 years, and it's the only thing I've done in my entire career. And I've had the fortune now of being able to work on campaigns and on different projects across 36 states around the country.
And how awesome is that? And thanks for giving us some of the highlights there per your background and how you got started into the political scene, if you will. Now, how do you apply your background and experiences to what you do today at Cornerstone Solutions?
Sure. When I started off, initially I was working for campaigns, and eventually I went to work for a trade association that allowed me to gain a wide variety of experiences. And really, I think that in this business, nothing can replace your actual real-time experiences, because every time you do a campaign, you improve from the last one you did and where you've been. And individually, over a period of time, you begin to identify how you apply your skills and your background to projects and stuff. And my firm started off initially as Cornerstone Solutions, just focusing on political campaigns. But as our clients' needs grew and as we started to see more opportunities that were available in the industry, we started to expand beyond candidates to using our experiences for corporate crisis communications, ballot initiatives. I actually have a really diverse and extensive background in ballot initiatives, and I work on ballot initiatives all over the state of Florida where I'm based in, but also around the country, and I work a lot on those kinds of issues. And really, what I've kind of told people now is that we used to, a long time ago, work on elections. Now we work on campaigns. And the difference being that we now use the same skill sets of how to organize plans, budgets, timelines, putting together communication strategies, being able to respond in a rapid manner and adjust the things that are happening. And we've been able to start working with clients that are now Fortune 100 and Fortune 500 companies that use our services. And through a period of time, I've had the ability to focus on two things that I really think define who we are as Cornerstone Solutions. Our first is we have an amazing team of people that we've been able to build and work with, not only in our own staff, but also with key strategic partners around the country. And actually, in some cases, we have even some clients that are around the world, and we work with them. And by being able to have a great team that has a diversity of experience, we can kind of pretty much jump in and get in anything taken care of that a client may need in our industry. And then the other thing we've also done is we've begun to really develop some really neat proprietary tools that are unique to our firm that entice people to kind of work with us. And some of them are things like Field Force, where we have the ability to build a grassroots mobilization team anywhere, anytime, and be able to instantaneously be up and running in a community if something's happening that you need some community engagement in. I've also begun to work with a new strategic partnership that we're launching called the Community Engagement Network, where we are using our work in field force to begin to get out there and work with clients that need support and assistance in community engagement activities. And we could do that anywhere in the country. And also we've built a network called ComNet, which is our communications network that allows us to instantaneously manage and coordinate things on social media, websites, traditional communications like direct mail pieces or phone calls or whatever others may need. So our bottom line is we can help to basically help a client to understand how to put together any type of communications, grassroots, or political or communications campaign anywhere in the country and be able to service their needs. And a lot of firms, regardless of whether they're small or large, often will contact us and we'll be involved directly or as part of their team on projects that they're managing.
Also, another question for you. I understand your campaign success rate is high and you work with a variety of political figures in 36 different states, and that's impressive alone. What are the key factors in creating a successful campaign for your clients?
That's a great question. And that's actually one thing that we talk about whenever we sit in front of a client is to understand the process of how this works. So I think that regardless of the kind of campaign you're working on, and I'm glad you picked up on the word campaign because it's really about anything that a candidate or a corporate client may need. I think you focus on some key successes that are key milestones rather that you have to have. The first one is obviously good planning, being able to know that you have the right team in place, making sure that we really focus on not just the implementation outward, but also the operations and how things are going to work internally. So there's a understanding of the chain of command as well as who is responsible for making critical decisions and accountable for things that have to take place in a project. But then I think from there, you really focus on some key elements like communications, grassroots, and not only implementing the campaign plan, but also regularly making sure you're checking to see if you have to react or change or adjust. And at every step, you kind of focus on where are the milestones and what are you achieving or what have you accomplished. And I think that that's what the benefit of a campaign is that unlike a marketing strategy, the milestones really allow you to understand whether you are you're influencing the opinion leader environment or the community in the direction you want them to go in. If you're able to sit there and actually get your message across and people are understanding what you're trying to do and what you're accomplishing, and we've had an opportunity to be able to do this in a lot of different places. For example, I'm sitting here today in North Carolina working on a project up here for a client in which we're putting together a strategic plan for next year for a year-long community engagement strategy. And, you know, we're beginning to put together the team right now, and eventually right after the new year, they'll be ready to go on implementation. But we've done stuff like this for other companies in Michigan, Indiana, New York, and really the opportunity is to be able to come in and make sure that sometimes you just have that extra level of support. A lot of times, many of our corporate and public affairs clients understand the objectives and goals they have, and they have team members that manage community relations, but they don't necessarily have the resources to be able to do this kind of the work. So the benefit is, like you said, I've worked in 36 different states, and by coming in, we really identify where your needs are and then what we can do to either help manage a portion of all of your work, but also to really bring in a depth of experience that I think a lot of folks appreciate which also obviously makes us successful.
And from the looks of everything and the success rate that you've had, you're certainly doing something right for sure. Today we are joined by Mr. Rick Osnani, the president and political strategist of Cornerstone Solutions, a full-service public affairs and political consulting firm providing communication services, grassroots campaigns, and community relations here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead here, what advice do you give to people interested in running or serving in public offices?
Well, the first thing is I think that we are in a place and time right now in our history and politics where people don't necessarily see it as an opportunity to serve. And sometimes they push away or run away from politics and think that it's basically something that is not the thing that they want to be a part of. And I think that my first recommendation that I give to people when I make presentations is that there are many ways to serve our community. There are people that obviously serve in the military. There are people that serve in the local communities with our firefighters and police. There are appointed opportunities for people to be able to get involved in appointed positions. And one of the greatest opportunities we have is the ability to sit there and if be so blessed to be able to run for public office. And I tell people that if you're thinking about whether you're thinking about running for public office or not, the first step is to get involved in your local community. And that could be something as simple as attending some city or county meetings and paying attention to what's happening on issues, keeping up with the news and understanding what topics are affecting your neighborhood and really trying to step out of the sideline and really get involved. One of the ways that people can really think about running for office is first to identify what elections are going on. And they could find that information from their local supervisor or board of elections, or sometimes there's web pages at the state or county level that tell you what's going to be coming up and when people are off it, what offices are coming up for elections. So even if you're not running, knowing who the people are that are running and really understanding what they stand for. But if you're thinking about running for public office, I often tell people that trying to attend a campaign school is a great introduction into how a campaign runs and understanding the mechanics of what it takes to run for office. Sometimes local party or local leaders have the ability to also share information. And even if there's no campaign school, you can always talk to local people that are run for office and ask them what that's like. Another thing that I also tell people is you really want to find a way to talk about what your story is. And part of that has to be a story that people will find interesting in understanding your leadership and community role. So the way to get resume ready is obviously you have your professional background, and sometimes, you know, I've had many people that have been running that are their professional background is they're a homemaker or they're someone who is retired and they've done some work, but they haven't necessarily sat there and you know, might have been an engineer and someone who really was focused on the job that they were doing. But then you look at the other parts of it. Have you been involved in your community? It could be a PTA or it could be a board of some major organization in a nonprofit that you've served on in a leadership role. And part of that opportunity really opens the door to networking and being able to talk about meeting people that are in the community and understanding who the leaders are and the kind of service that people are looking for. So you can then have the story you want to tell. But I try to find people that are running for office who very often are the ones who have found an issue or cause and are passionate, and they want to sit there and take that level of service to the next level and run for office so they can have an opportunity to be able to serve in that role. It's a lot about timing personally for where you are in your life, as well as where people, what people need and what opportunities open up and what the timing is for seats that are available and stuff and what people may be, what may be available in elections. But for people that are interested in running for office, I tell them just start with some community engagement, get involved in understanding and learning the issues, and just become a part of the community and be visible and get engaged. And you'll find that through that, the opportunities really open themselves up for the ability to potentially run in the future.
Certainly an interesting field to be in, and we certainly appreciate your joining us on behalf of Cornerstone Solutions and the services that you offer in the space. As we conclude today, what is next for you and Cornerstone Solutions looking ahead? Anything that we should be aware of?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a busy year next year for us and our firm, and also just a interesting time in politics and in our country. But we're very blessed at Cornerstone. We are preparing now for our next phase, if you will. And so a couple of things that we've just done is we've just celebrated our 15th year anniversary recently this year. We have begun to work towards moving into a new kind of a cornerstone, if you will. We're rebranding our firm. So you can kind of call it the Cornerstone 2.0, but basically there's some really big changes on some of the services and things that we're providing. And so to learn more about that, our new website is csteam360.com. C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, team360.com. And we're rolling out our new services and our new proprietary tools and things we're working on. Besides the big election year, one of the exciting opportunities that's come up is I have just been appointed as the, or I've just been brought on board actually as the executive director of a brand new first of its kind institute called the Florida Institute for Political Leadership. And that opportunity is for me to be able to go and travel around the state of Florida, which is where we're starting, and creating a model for an opportunity to recruit and train and educate young leaders, and young doesn't necessarily mean by age, but people that are new to politics that are interested in running. And so for more information about that, you can go to another website. It's FIPL.org, FIPL.org. And that's the institute that I'll be working on. It's a nonpartisan institute to really focus on helping to get better candidates and helping to encourage people to take that step from private sector into the public sector and either run for office or be appointed. And basically, our goal in our firm has always been the same. It's been from the day we started. And so we continue to basically focus on a very simple objective, but one that requires complexity sometimes in the way that we accomplish it, which is to protect the brand and win the vote. Our firm's entire goal is basically focusing on those two things. When somebody says, what does Cornerstone do for me? I tell them, we protect the brand, we win the vote, and we basically help make sure you're successful and the goals you want to accomplish. So our firm is excited about the upcoming year and the changes we're going through. And we are continuing to be very blessed and humbled by the opportunities we have before us, and continue to enjoy working in this process and feeling like every day we're making a difference when we wake up with the clients and the people that we serve in our communities.
Again, Mr. Osnani, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and buckle up and get ready for 2020. It should be a ride. Again, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
I appreciate it. It's going to be an exciting year. You're right. Let's put on our seatbelts and get ready for a fun ride.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Rick Osnani, the president and political strategist of Cornerstone Solutions, a full-service public affairs and political consulting firm providing communication services, grassroots campaigns, and community relations. And for more information, visit csteam360.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.